Last two verses, as we completed on Sunday night, we've been in this for a few weeks now, but Jude verses 24 and 25, and while you're turning there, let me ask you a question. Do you ever get discouraged along the way in your Christian walk? Do you ever get disheartened? Things come up in your life, and you just get discouraged, disheartened, and sometimes you think, Lord, I'd just be tickled to death if you'd come on. Sometimes over the years, as I've listened to people share their faith and share their testimony, I've heard them say this in the process. You know, it wouldn't matter to me if the Lord came right now. And that's a wonderful testimony. But one of the realities in every one of our life, it doesn't matter who we are, there are going to be those times of discouragement, times you get disheartened, and sometimes those times in your life when you just face those insecurities in life. And Jude is not being deeply theological in the last two verses, but he's writing to the saints of God. He's writing to them to encourage them, to remind them that God is watching their life, and there are some things that he wants them to understand and he wants them to know. Now, understand, this was not written in English, so when this was originally penned, it wasn't in our English language. And one of our struggles is we think through because, you know, we think through our civilization being Gentiles and who we are. But I want you to listen to what James says in these last two verses because these are so powerful for your life and my life. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now, I want to read it again because it's so rich and it says so much. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you, what's the next word? Faultless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Now, whenever you read through this one little book, and it doesn't take long to sit through and read it, but it carries a great deal of truth for your life and my life. You know, every one of us, we're not unlike the people in Jude's day. We may have been born thousands of years later, but we have the same problems, the same difficulties, with the same situations that face us in our life that they had in their life. We're just in a different culture. We're in a different day. We're in a different time. We speak a different language, but we still have the same type of internal problems that we face. We get discouraged. We get disheartened. Sometimes, you know, you'll hear somebody say, you know, I'd just like to quit. And we are. We are human beings, and we'll go through this life, and we'll always be human beings. And sometimes along the course of our journey, there's that insecurity. You know, sometimes I'll hear somebody say, well, you know, I've really botched it in my life. I just don't know if God can forgive me of that. I don't know if God can forgive me of this thing or the other. And sometimes I'll have somebody come to me and in a very private time, and they'll say, I want to tell you what I've done. Can God forgive me of this? And so Jude is reminding these saints, he's reminding them of who this God is that we serve. So if you have a pencil, a piece of paper, I just want to encourage you to write these down because these are just simple points that I want you to remember. Now, we may feel discouraged and depressed, and we may even feel insecure at times, but the God that created us cannot forget us. I love what one verse says. God says, I've engraved you on the palm of my hand. I can't forget you. In other words, God, now, does God have hands like you and me? No, he doesn't. God is spirit. Those who worship him in spirit. But what God is saying is, I know you. I cannot forget you. So number one, God is able to keep us from falling. Now imagine for just a moment, God saying to you, you know, God saving you, but not giving you the power to overcome the devil. You know, there are a lot of people who are saved and they still don't realize that God has given to them the power to overcome the devil. Listen, the Bible says, and we've been studying this on Wednesday night, whenever you were saved, God implanted inside of you, put inside of you a new nature. And so whenever we were saved, God gave us that new nature. And that new nature is the power of God. Every one of us, if you're a child of God, you have who living on the inside of you? Say it. Who do you have living on the inside of you? Jesus. So let me ask you a question. What is there that Jesus can't handle? What is there? And that's exactly what the Bible says. Paul said the whole mystery of the gospel is one phrase, namely this, Christ in you. In other words, every single one of us have the risen Christ living in us, if you're a child of God, and we have all the power that we need. Now, sometimes we may not claim it. We may not access the power that God has given to us and appropriated to us. But here's what Jude is saying. He said, I want you to understand that it's God himself that keeps you from falling. How does he keep you from falling? Because he has given you his holy power living on the inside. Listen to what Paul said. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, listen to me real carefully. Either that is the most arrogant statement of any human being that ever walked the face of the earth, or Paul knew some things that oftentimes we don't understand in our earthly journey, and he knew there was a power. And think about it a minute. Why is it that you don't leave this building tonight and, you know, you run to Richmond and get drunk, or you go home and do all sorts of ungodly things? Because God has changed our want to's. There is a different want to on the inside of every single one of us. If a person is genuinely, authentically saved, there is within inside of him, we're all different, we all have different dispositions, but there is within inside of us that yearning to please the Father. And so what Jude is reminding these saints, he said, I want you to understand that this God who saved you, this God who redeemed you, he's not forgotten you, he's not abandoned you, he is able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from falling by giving you the power on the inside to resist temptation. And that's a completely different message in and of itself. But you have the power to resist temptation, every one of us. And so, you know, and I love the way the Living Bible puts this verse. You know, Jude doesn't tell the Christians to try hard. You know, one of the things you'll never find in the Bible, you'll never find this phrase, try hard. In other words, Christ in you. Now, God does remind us that we're to strive for perfection. In other words, we're to, you know, the Lord says, be holy. You know, when you look at Matthew 5 through 7, it gives us the Beatitudes. But they come because something has happened to you and me on the inside. And one of the wonderful ways the Living Bible puts it is, all glory to him who alone is God, who saves us through Jesus Christ. You know, every one of us, one of these days, we're going to leave this world. I was talking to someone just a little bit earlier, and do you ever stop and think about that day you're going to leave this world and go home to be with the Lord? Go home to be with him who saved you and redeemed you and given you his eternal life? Now, God's word makes it very clear. Since God's Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, it's the Holy Spirit that protects you and warns you and guides you and leads you. You know, if you'll back up in your life, you think there have been times in your life when the Holy Spirit warned you, when the Holy Spirit protected you. So Paul is saying, I want you to remember there's a God in heaven who don't forget you. He's not just way out there, but he is present wherever you are. He is as close as your breath. Matter of fact, for the child of God, he lives on the inside of him. But first of all, Jude made it very clear. He said, I want you to understand that he is able to keep you from falling. Now, you know, there's some directives in Scripture that God gives us commands. In other words, what you're to do and what you're not to do. You know, yield not to temptation is a song we sing, for yielding is sin. You know, some thoughts you can't keep coming through your mind, but you don't have to let them make a home there. You know, that's just the reality. And so Jude makes it very clear that we have a God who hasn't forgotten us. And second of all, God is able to make us blameless. I don't know about you, but that one word blameless has so many implications. Because I look at every one of us, and I could look in a mirror at myself, and none of us are perfect. You know, you've got errors, and you know, you've botched it along the journey in life, and I have too. But what Scripture made clear, he said, he is able to present you faultless. Do you understand what that means? The implication is that you're not going to have a single fault when you stand in the presence of Jesus Christ. Now you say, now wait just a minute. I'm filled with faults. Well, there's only one problem with that. You're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? And by the way, did you know this? Our faults, the Bible talks about them being red as crimson, and the blood of Christ is red. Have you ever noticed, and this is an actual scientific experiment, you can do it. If you look at red through red, you'll see white. If you'll sometime look at red through red, if you have a little red, you know, glasses and then look at something red, when you look at red through red, you see white. And that's exactly what Scripture is making. God is going to present you blameless. Why? Because here's the reality. You know, we fall and we live in a fallen world. But here's the thing that Judas said. I want you to understand, realize you're covered by the blood of Christ. Listen, Satan can't stand somebody who accepts and walks and lives as they're covered by the blood of Christ. I never will forget some years ago, the devil was really giving me a havoc. I was driving down the road and he was just really giving me mental hell. I don't know if you've ever faced that, but devil has a heyday sometimes just giving you a mental hell. I mean, he throws those bombarding thoughts and things in your mind. And so I just started singing out loud in the car, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Now, I didn't sing it to try to be fancy. As a matter of fact, if you'd been in that car, you would have said, "Would you please get to the next part?" But I kept saying, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood, 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 nothing but the blood." Why? Because Satan cannot stand you and me claiming the fact that we have been forgiven by the blood of Christ. And so Judas said, I want you to understand, this world may get you dirty in a lot of ways, but when God looks at you, he sees you as covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why one of these days, maybe it may be a Sunday night service, I'm preaching. There's going to be a rapture. There's going to be a taking away. The saints of God are going to go home. And so God is able to make you and me blameless. When Christ died, you remember what I shared this morning and what Scripture says? He became your sin. Now, he didn't die for your sins. He became your sin. There's a radical difference. The Bible says he became sin for us who knew no sin. He became your sin so that he could give you his purity. And that's what Jude is saying. In the midst of a world of heresy, in the midst of a world of false teachers, in the midst of a world where people are saying all sorts of things, Jude is saying, don't you ever forget what the blood of Jesus Christ has done for you and me. In spite of all the past deeds of our lives, it's the shed blood of Jesus Christ that has cleansed us. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ, here's what's so intriguing. He knew all I was going to do in the past, the present, and the future, and he wrapped them all up in his one person. And you know, and Scripture makes it very clear, it's not by anything we've done. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved, through works, right? No. For by grace are you saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourself. It's a gift from God. And what Jude is reminding these saints, he said, I want you to remember, you may botch it along the way of life. You may even get beat down. You may even have those times where you even doubt your own salvation. But he said, don't you ever forget that this God who saved you, he's able to keep you. He's able to keep you from falling, and he's definitely able to keep your soul. I love what Paul said in the book of Romans. Turn there, if you would, Romans chapter 8. And in the last part of chapter 8, verses 38 and 39, listen to what Paul says. Paul talks about being a conqueror in verse 37. But in verse 38, listen to what he says. I am persuaded, I'm convinced, I'm certain is what he's saying, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate. Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul says, don't you ever forget, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Yes, you're a human being. There's going to be times we all blow it. And Jude says, you remember, he's able to keep you from falling. And that's exactly what Jude is reminding them of. You know, the Bible makes it very clear. Number three, God is able to instill his joy in us. You know, one of the things that happens in your life in a thousand ways in mine is we get harassed by this wicked world. You get harassed, you know, the world beats at you and bangs at you and knocks you one way or the other. Now, listen to me real carefully. I want you to listen. If I saw somebody getting all over my daughter because she's obeying me, do you think there'd be a time that I would take care of that? Oh, yeah. Now, sometimes God doesn't act on our timetable. But now listen carefully. You obey the Lord day by day. The world says all sorts of ungodly things about you and wicked things about you and said, well, you're holier than that. They put you down in a thousand ways and a thousand different times. But you just remember this. There is one who has watched. There is one who has seen. There is one who has known absolutely and perfectly what you've been doing, what you've been up to, and how you've tried your best in this earthly life to obey. And sometimes you obey God and nobody is there rooting you on because nobody knows what you're going through. Sometimes maybe you're in a very private situation right now. Nobody in the world knows what's going on. And in your heart you said, as best I know how, I'm trying to obey the Lord. That's exactly what Jude is reminding these saints of. You know, he said, there's a God who's been watching you obey. You know, and in the book of Hebrews, I love what it says, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. You know, I've had the opportunity to go to some stadiums and watch some ball games. I've had opportunity to go to Bristol and put my fingers in my ear and watch those fellas go around the track about a blue million times. And they could have cared less if we was there. You know what? I bet you if I had got up and left that they would not have stopped their cars. They wouldn't have stopped it. But listen, the Bible says, God says, we are surrounded with a cloud of witnesses. So, and Scripture makes it clear, let us run the race. And Jude is saying, don't give up. Don't you dare give up, give in, quit, throw in the towel. And it's sometimes easy to do that. It's sometimes easy to get discouraged and to say, well, nobody really cares. Oh, yes, there's one that cares, and his name is the Lord God Almighty. And you can bank on it that he knows every single hurt and difficulty and situation you've gone through. And that's exactly what Jude is saying to these saints of God. He said, I want you to remember, he is the only one who can really instill his joy in you. Do you ever find yourself times and thinking, Lord, what's it going to be like? Like that song says, I can only imagine. Some years ago, and those of you who recall Henry, I never will forget having, he wanted at his funeral to have Stephanie to sing that. And I've heard it many times since then, and I've thought about that song. I can only imagine. Well, that's exactly what God wants you and me to understand. You know, we are going to live in a world that's going to be perfect. We are going to have a perfect body. We're going to be perfected. You know, and that's just what's going to come. And, you know, we live in this world. We struggle. But listen, anchor it in your soul. Anchor it in your mind. Anchor it in your heart. Anchor it all the places in your being that you need to, that the best is yet to come for the child of God. Amen? I mean, think about it. Here is paradise. Here is heaven. Here is no aging. No more need for all the things that try to make you look young. Because you're going to be perpetually, eternally young. And sometimes somebody says, well, I just hope that that is so. And that's exactly what Jude is reminding these saints of, to be faithful to the finish. You know, God says, they're coming. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to present you faultless. And he's able to present his glory with exceeding joy. You know, in the days of Jude's writing, it wasn't uncommon for people to believe in gods, many gods. There was a god of the sun, god of the moon, god of the flowers, god of the deserts, god of the river. There was a god of the frogs. There was god of the gnats. And, you know, you didn't want to disturb the gods. There's all sorts of gods according to the people. But Jude said to these saints, and he reminded them, he said, I want you to go back and I want you to remember, there's not many gods, there's one God. His name is Jehovah. His name is the Lord God Almighty. And the God who brought about the creation of the world, he knows you by name. I don't know, sometimes when all life throws so many things, a lot of people may forget you. Sometimes people don't care if they even knew you. But you know, here's the thing about it. There's somebody who knows you by name, and that somebody owns and runs the universe, and his name is Almighty Sovereign God. He knows your name. He knows your needs. He knows your concerns. He knows your heartaches. And you'd remind these saints, don't get disheartened. When you get disheartened, be honest with God and say, God, I'm disheartened. When you feel like quitting, be honest with God and say, Lord, I feel like quitting. I'm not going to quit, but I feel like it. When you're bothered or upset, be honest with God and tell God that. But then go back and remind yourself. Remind yourself that the God who keeps you doesn't slumber. He don't need to doze off. He don't ever get tired. He never wears out. That's your God, and that's my God. Jude made it very clear in that last verse. And I love the way it's put in the Living Bible. He's able to bring you sinless and perfect into his glorious presence. Can you imagine that? With mighty shouts of everlasting joy. I don't know what it's going to be like when I leave this world and go home to be with the Lord. You know, they said it's going to be an exciting time in heaven when you and I get to go home. If you're discouraged, anchor yourself in the fact that he's not going to forget you. He can't. Never has, doesn't, and never will. The story is told of Hudson Taylor, one of our great missionaries. Hudson Taylor was about ready to board the ship and head into foreign lands. And Hudson Taylor, his mother, went onto the ship, and that little old barracks place where he was to be staying, and she ever so gingerly, very delicately as a mother, just made sure that bed was nice and straight. Straightened out that bed for her son. And they got the last bell, the last whistle. And she had to deboard the ship. And the ship was off. And she would never see her son again this side of heaven. She held up until the ship got out of distance, till her son couldn't see her anymore. And she just broke, knowing this, that she would never see her son this side of heaven. But down the road, just a number of years later, she went home to be with the Lord. And down the road, just a number of years later, after Hudson Taylor had accomplished a great work for the kingdom of God, I can't help but wonder, in heaven, a mother opening her arms as her son walked into paradise, and they joined together again. Friends, we're going to leave here. But the issue is, in this life, is make the most of it for the glory of God, to honor him. Be obedient and keep in your mind, he who keeps you will never let you go. Father, thank you so much for your word, for reminding us you don't let us go. Lord, it's not hard to get disheartened and discouraged sometimes, being human, in the framework of living the way we do. But Father, we thank you that you keep us. You love your own. And there'll be a time that you present us, and we'll behold your grandeur and your glory in a way that we can't on this side of eternity. Father, I pray for that person here tonight. Maybe they're disheartened, and they just need to come to before your presence openly and own up to what's going on in their heart. Father, you promise you can't forget us. What a wonderful, wonderful truth that is. And thank you for speaking to our heart. In Jesus we pray. Amen.